Iran general sees Islamic superior power ruling world trade, banking, and energy supplies. By Simon Kent on December 18, 2020. A grand coalition of the Islamic countries can control the world by dominating banking systems, commerce, trade, energy and key shipping routes, chairman of the general staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Mohammad Bakhari, said on Thursday. Addressing the 6th Congress of Muslim Geographers, the semi-official IRNA news service reported Bakhari outlined the ways he believes Islam is a superior force and how that perceived advantage can translate into leverage on a host of international levels. The Islamic world holds some two-thirds of the world's fossil energy resources, the most important straits essential for the world maritime trade and attractive markets, Bakhari said, before urging optimal use of the assets. Calling on the Islamic countries to iron out differences and move toward a political coalition to demand a permanent status for Islamic world in the UN Security Council. He said they should set up joint Islamic banks and joint trade market exchanging goods with preferential tariffs and create Islamic world's media and radio and TV unions. Bakhari's boast follows last weekend's claim by Representative Rashid Tlaib Dimi that Muslim voters in Georgia have been given an opportunity for Mala to show their power in the Peach State during the Senate runoff elections. Breitbart News reported Tlaib's remarks came during an online vote-a-thon, which was co-hosted by the Georgia chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, and the Georgia Muslim Voter Project. I hope that you realize just the opportunity here that Allah has given us to show the power of Muslims in Georgia, Tlaib said, according to CNS News. I want people to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know Muslims are in Georgia, exactly. Because we are going to show them in droves of numbers. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.